A new federal grant will allow local agencies to greatly expand their anti-human trafficking efforts in central Illinois.
What this grant allows us to do is be able to expand our services to survivors of both sex and labor trafficking.
That's Sarah Seafried, the head of the Human Trafficking Department of the Center for Prevention of Abuse. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Tuesday, October 13th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A potent new synthetic opioid laced into heroin and cocaine is circulating in central Illinois. Peoria County Coroner Jamie Harwood says Broyfene has killed 20 people nationwide. Three of those deaths were in Peoria County alone.
The potency of the Broyfene is stronger than fentanyl and causes respiratory depression, can also cause cardiac arrhythmias and sudden cardiac death.
Harwood says Broyfene is more difficult to detect than fentanyl, another synthetic opioid often added to other drugs to make them stronger.
The problem with the Broyfene is it's not detectable prior to use. It's only detectable following on a tox screen. In general, the tox screens aren't going to be done until the person's post-mortem, and that's the unfortunate thing. They don't know it's in there when they're using.
Harwood says people suffering from a substance abuse disorder should never use alone and always keep a supply of Narcan on hand.
Just use with caution. Just use with caution and continue using the services through Jolt and the things that they offer there as well.
Jolt, Harm Reduction, and Unity Place offer resources to help people with a substance abuse disorder. Go to WCBU.org to find out more about that assistance. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported three COVID-19-related deaths over the weekend, a Peoria County man in his 70s, and two Tazewell County women in their 80s. Both women were residents of Timber Creek Rehab and Healthcare in Pekin. The region's death toll stands at 103. Senator Dick Durbin says the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are happening under a cloud, and with many kids returning to school, the Department of Children and Family Services is seeing more reports of potential child abuse. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. A $75,000 federal grant will expand anti-trafficking efforts in 46 central Illinois counties. The Illinois State Police coordinates law enforcement efforts, while the Center for Prevention of Abuse in Peoria heads up victim services responses for the Central Illinois Human Trafficking Task Force. Tim Shelley talked with the center's executive director, Carol Myrna, and their human trafficking department director, Sarah Seafried, about what the expansion means.
This is going to allow us to serve a greater population, a larger population, and bring vital client services and protections that survivors of human trafficking deserve. So we are particularly excited to be able to receive this grant. We feel very fortunate, and we're looking forward to putting it into action.
I don't know, Sarah, if you want to expound a little bit, because I know human trafficking's already been a priority for the center for quite some time, but what does the grant allow you to do that you couldn't do before, or how does it allow you to do it better?
Yeah, so, you know, we opened our human trafficking division in January of 2018, and our priorities from the beginning were to build community partnerships and really strategize with key stakeholders on how we could enhance our community's capacity to provide services to this population. And so what this grant allows us to do is expand our victim service population, so be able to expand our services to survivors of both sex and labor trafficking, as well as coordinate with law enforcement and other key stakeholders to identify victims as well as prosecute the offenders. So it really is a collaboration, a partnership through the U.S. Attorney's Office and the state police.
So does it usually start with a survivor of trafficking comes to you, says, I need help, and then you help them get involved with the police and the criminal justice process, or does it work the other way around, or a little bit of both?
Our referrals come from a variety of places, so we certainly get a lot from law enforcement, hospitals, and other medical providers, social service agencies. We get referrals from the community as well. So the goal would be there will be no wrong door for a survivor to reach out for help. And if they do reach out for help, that all of our key stakeholders within our service territory will know to call our organization to get that help started.
So can you talk a little bit maybe about some of the survivors you've already helped in the past?
Well, we've been fortunate enough to provide services to over 75 individuals within the last 2 years of opening this division. Our youngest was 11 when she was being trafficked. She was a victim of sex trafficking by a family member. Her mother provided her to a landlord for sexual services. And our oldest client came about from a referral from federal law enforcement. She was actually our oldest client at 62, and she was a victim of labor trafficking through the number one venue currently for our state, which is domestic servitude. So she was held basically as a household slave for 7 years by her employers, forced to perform domestic chores.
That was the Center for Prevention of Abuse's Executive Director, Carol Myrna, and their Human Trafficking Department Director, Sarah Seyfried, talking with WCBU's Tim Shelley. You can find the full story at WCBU.org. As a public radio fan, you already know there's no subscription fee for this podcast, or to listen to or read our stories. Everyone can access this essential public service thanks to community support. We're asking everyone who can to please contribute now during our fall fund drive so we can meet our goals and keep the news coming. Please contribute now at WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria City Council meets tonight, and they'll be considering a proposed settlement with the Firefighters Union that would keep an engine targeted for closure in service through the end of March. You can expect to learn more tomorrow at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.